Today we're going to pray for your city, Oak Hills and Oro Grande. Holy Spirit, breath of life, we yearn for a spiritual revival to sweep through our county like a cleansing wind. Touch the hearts of the residents of our city, Oak Hills and Oro Grande. Draw them into a deeper, more profound relationship with you. May their churches stand as beacons of light and hope, illuminating the path of salvation and righteousness for all who seek it. In Jesus' name, amen. Oak Hills has a population of 5268. East of Phelan, west of Hesperia, the region straddles the interstate on the east and the west side. There need more churches to arise for such a large town. The crime and poverty are good. And sadly, in recent news, there was a head-on collision. Both drivers, one was from Phelan and one from Oak Hills, were killed on Phelan Road. Oro Grande, population 1,429, borders Victorville and Adelanto, but it only has one church in town that we could find, and it has many in the bordering cities of Victorville and Adelanto, or more. So, Father God, we lift up these communities. We thank you, Father, that you want us to be faithful and good stewards of the land there. We acknowledge your divine hand in the creation of these cities' environments. It is our sacred duty to be responsible stewards of your magnificent creation. So grant the people that live there and ourselves the wisdom and determination to protect and preserve our natural resources, especially the water situation, and especially with the issues with people growing cannabis illegally and using water sources. We pray that would be stopped. We pray for those that are bound in their homes. We thank you, loving shepherd, that those that are confined there, we pray that Christians will be able to minister to them or have jobs that minister to them, and that they would be comforted in their solitude and maybe find something on TV or through their social media that would draw them unto you and not feel lonely in it. We pray for homeowners that they would be good homeowners and they would maintain their homes, creating safe, nurturing environments for families. May their homes be places of warmth, love, and refuge. We pray, God, for those that are immigrants that have gotten into our county and refugees. We pray for those that came here because of unrest in their own area, and we pray that they find good jobs and are able to provide for the rest of our country, and they would be a good citizen of our country. We pray for those that are here illegally, that they would be caught and sent back. We pray that, Father, for those, the transportation and infrastructure, that it would be protected from any evil contentions that people would be trying to do. We pray for people to be safer on the roads, especially here with the Oak Hills person being killed. We pray, God, for better guardrails, more signage. We pray for people to speak up and speak to that so that we would have more things in place reminding people, especially at night when they tend to happen, of the dangers of driving too fast or driving distracted. And in Jesus' name, we just pray that Jesus, you would be Lord of our city, Oro Grande and Oak Hills. Amen.